Wir holden davor Chof on the base. Again, Ike di Amri, some shit in the middle. Some shit the shallow was like this. Ike di Amri, Gabi Odom, Hokam Rinon, de Sagile, Beroyshev Rubai. If an Odom wants to drink water, he sees inside the Rishus Yochid. He wants to stick his head outside to the Rishus Rabin to drink water. So before we learn Claude, it's only Mutter if he puts his Roshev Rubai outside into the Rishus Rabin. Otherwise, the Gzera maybe come to bring the water back inside to the Rishus Yochid. Gabe Poro. Now, the Shalom, when you want to fetch water out of the pot they brought, out of the boat to give to the animal, Gabe Poro, the Shalom is now Misagilo, the Roisha Rubai Oiloi. Is it enough to have the Roisha and Rubai of the animal inside the pot they brought? Is that Mutter? Or maybe even that much is not Mutter. So, tomorrow, Hechi did not get mono when the bailam, when the person is holding the kli, holding the pitcher of water. The knockout law, and he's also holding the animal with his hand, he's holding both the kli and the animal, loyti boiler. Then there's no shayla. Then pshita, the sagi law, b'roish of rubai. It's enough if you only have roish and rubai of the animal inside the pasib roish, it's mutter. Because that's the often the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like that. That it's enough roish of rubai. Ella kiti boiler, when is there a shayla, if it's enough or not, the knockout mono. When the person, the bailam, is holding the kli, holding the pitcher in his hand, but he's not holding on to the animal. Here at the shalom, since he's not holding on to the animal, maybe the animal will start to move outside, out of the pasib rois, out of the shas yochid, and the person will follow him. That's the shalom. We mat it with roish of rubai inside, or we have the gzera, no, maybe he'll follow the animal outside. Right. Omalei, so we entered back to Nisu, I'll bring it off in the right for now, Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you have to have Roisha the Rubai of the Pori inside the Pasib Rois, the Shoisa, and then you're allowed to let the animal drink from the water. Is my love, isn't the Mishnah talking about the Nokat Mono, where the Bailam, the person, is holding the Kli, holding the pitcher of water in his hand, for Loi Nokat Lo, and he's not holding on to the animal, and still the Mishnah says it's enough if you have Roisha the Rubai of the Pori inside the Pasib Rois. If we don't have the Gzera, maybe the animal will go out of the Pasib Rois and you'll follow him holding the pitcher. So the Gemara, no, there's no Rais in our Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah is talking about the Nokat Mono, where the Bailam, the person, is holding the Kli, the Nokat Lo, and he's also holding on to the animal. There it's Mutter if you have Rais of Rubai inside the Pasib Rois. So the Gemara, Bahochinami Mistavra. This is Mistavra also that our Mishnah is Bedafka talking about, where the person is holding on to the Hema and to the Keli. Why? Do knock at Mono, will I knock at Lo? Because if the Bailam is only holding on to the Kli, the pitcher of water, but is not holding on to the animal also, so the Gemara Mishori, Bechlal, is it Mutter to let your animal drink from the pitcher of water by you holding the pitcher if you're not holding on to the animal? Bechlal, is that Mutter, even if the whole animal is inside the Rishas Yochid? For your tiny we wrote in a Braisa, Lo yamali or the mayim, a person should not fetch water from the bowl. The yitan lefnei behemtoi, and give it to his animal to drink. Avu mamala, what's the yitzu? You should fetch the water, the shayfech, and throw it into the sauce. The he shayse me'eleho, and then the animal will drink the water by himself. But not that you should say to hold the pitcher while the animal is drinking. So you see, b'chlal, you're not allowed to hold the pitcher if you're not holding on to the animal. The Mishnah has to be talking about we holding on to the animal and onto the pitcher. And there the Mishnah says it's enough Reish of Rubai. So the Gemara... The Gemara, Yitmolah, no, I'll tell you there's no Reish in this din. Yitmolah, Omer Abaya, Hocho, Ba'ovus, we're talking about the staff, like the picture there, Ha'oimed, B'Rishus Rabin. You have the Ovus, which is standing in the middle of Rishus Rabin. Gevoya, Sarat, Tfochen, B'Reich of Abor. It has a din Rishus HaYochid on it. The Roishay Nichnas LeBein HaPasim. One side of the Ovus goes into the Bein HaPasim. Now Yibailam is standing inside the Bein HaPasim. He's fetching the water from the bore and throwing it into the Ovus. And still here it's also if you're holding on to the Kli while the Bein is drinking. Why? The Zin in the Chozi Leli Ovus in the Kalkul. Sometimes the Bailam will see that there's something wrong with the Ovus. There's a crack there or something. The Yoselet Kune, and the person would want to go and fix it on Shabbos. From the stomach providing you allowed to, the stomach want to put a shmata there or do something that's mutter. No, the door would end up, then while you're walking over to the other side of the oven, which is in the Rishas HaRabim, you'll come to forget and carry your pitcher with you. So that's the gzera why you should not be holding the pitcher in your hand while the behemah is drinking. You'll be taking it out from Rishas HaYachid into Rishas HaRabim. In such a case, is there any yisa? Is there any yisa midiraisa to make a gzera midirabonin? Rav Safra said, Omer Rabbi Ami, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hamafanech Beitzim Mizovus Lizovius. If somebody at the beginning of Shabbat is inside his house and he's picking up a chair at one side of the house, Amanas to put it to the other corner, to the other side of the house, that's mutter, you're carrying inside your house, it's mutter. The Nimlach, then while he's carrying the chair, he changes his mind. For Nimlach Alein Voitzion, and now he takes the Kli outside to Rishas HaRabim, is Allah HaPotter Midiraisa. Midiraisa HaPotter, why? Shlehoisa HaKirim Yishor Rishayin Lekach. Metchila, when you picked up the chair, you didn't have Das Amnath to take it out to Rishas HaRabim to be Mechaya for Hoitzor. You had Das to pick it up and put it down again in your house. So that wasn't called Hoitzor, so therefore Midiraisa HaPotter. Here also, this person picked up the pitcher Amnath to let the animal drink while he's still standing in the Rishas HaYachid in the Pasuk HaBerayis. No, later, by mistake, he forgot and walked outside. So who, what's the Xeru who'll come to carry it outside? Even if he carries it outside, it's only in Yisim HaRabbanan. So who, the Klal is Ein Grazing Xeru L'Xeru. And for the Gemara, the Xeru is, there's a Shah who may come to do an Yisim HaRabbanan. El Zimnin Din Nisakin Lo. Sometimes the person will carry the pitcher outside to Rishas HaRabbanan to fix the others. And then he puts it down. So by putting it down, he didn't do anything to the right thumb. But the Xer is, I'm afraid after he gets finished fixing it, now he'll pick up again the picture that's in he'll pick up the picture that's in the Rishus Rabim, and by picking it up, he's making an Akira, and we'll have to bring it back into the Bein HaPasim, into the Rishus HaYochid. So Komayolem, Rishus Rabim, Rishus HaYochid. He's taken out from Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYochid. So only in this case is it also to hold the picture and let the animal drink. But in a normal case, where you're not talking about a Rishus HaRabim, but b'chlal, you're standing inside the Pasuk Berayis, and you want to hold the pitcher that the animal could drink inside the Pasuk Berayis, could be that's mutter. So Mela could be, maybe that's what our Mishnah is also talking about. So Mela, if the Mishnah is talking about just you holding it onto the pitcher and not onto the animal, so then you would have a raya that it's mutter if you have Reish Yerubah inside. But I'll call upon him, it's not a clear raya, because we're not zich, it's not mukhach what the Mishnah is talking about. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about only in the case where you're holding on to the animal also. You're holding on to the Kli and to the animal. That's when it's Mutter Reish Ruvay. But maybe if you're only holding on to the Kli and not onto the animal, maybe then it's also. So therefore, for our Mishnah Baal, we don't have any Raya to the Shaila.
Yeah. So the Mara Toshima. Gomel Sheroishoi Verubay Mivifnim. If you have a camel, that Reishoi Verubay of the camel is inside the Bein HaPasim. Gomel, yes, Roisha Ruba Mirfnim is the Alocha Oifsin Oisa Mirfnim. You let us stuff him down with food. Oifsin we had before, you stuff him, you push the food down his mouth. So that's what Bryce says. Now, for Ivus, when you stuff him down, command the Nokat Mona, the Nokat Lo Domi. It's as if you're holding the Kli and you're holding the animal. Because the only way you could stuff him down, his mouth, is by holding him. And you have the food in your hand. The blood is like you're holding both. You're holding the animal and you're holding the food. Like you have in picture 27. The Kodina and Reish of Ruboy. And still you need Reish of Ruboy. Reish of the camel has to be inside the Bein HaPasim. So Rashi says this is our Kopon and Raya to the first part of the Gemara. The first part of the Gemara was maybe when you're holding the animal and the Kli, then you don't even need Reish of Ruboy. Maybe it's enough just his head is inside. Here you see now like that. Here you see even when you're holding the neck, you're holding the animal and you're feeding him, that you're holding both, still you badafka need Reish HaRubay inside. So you see, less than that is no good. And the Gemara, Omer Rav Acha, Va Rafunem, Omer Rav Sheshes, Shani Gomel, you can't bring any raya from a camel. Hoyo Vitzavori Oruch. I tell you, here it's a chsarin, because his neck is very, very long. A camel has a very long neck. So all over it could be, if you're holding the animal and you're holding the Kli, maybe it's enough, just his head alone is enough, is inside Bein HaPasim. Maybe you don't need more than that. Mashenkan by the camel doesn't help that you're holding his head. Because even though you're holding the body, so the animal won't go out, but a koponim has a long head. So maybe he'll stick his neck backwards outside the Bein HaPatsim, and there's a gzeir you come to feed him and take the kli outside Bein HaPatsim. That's why Badafka, the camel, has to be Roish of Rubai inside. But a different behemoth that doesn't have a long neck, maybe no, maybe it's enough just if the animal's head is inside the Bein HaPatsim, that should be enough. Because once his head is inside and you're holding on to the animal, we're not afraid to walk outside because you're holding on to him. So there's no gzeiris. But a camel, if you don't have Rubai inside, just his head, we're afraid he'll stick his long neck backwards and he'll bring it outside of the Bein HaPatsim and he'll come to carry the kli. That's why a camel has to be Roish HaRubai inside. But other animals, you have no raya. Toshima. It's another raya. Tehema, stam an animal. She Roish HaRubai Bifnim. If you have the head and robe of the animal is inside the mechitzas of the Bein HaPatsim, then oifsen oifsen Bifnim. Then you're allowed to stuff him down with food inside the Bein HaPatsim. So the Gemara Nochemol, for obvious, when you stuff an animal down with food, is commanded nokat mona. It's as if you're holding the kli, you're holding the food in your hand, the nokat lo, and you're also holding on to the animal, because you can't stuff him down unless you hold on to him. And still the Braisa says, the korbinon roish of rubai. You see, you have to have robe of the body of the animal inside the Bein HaPatsim, in between the mechitzes, then it's mutter. So Vaita Suraya to the first part of the Gemara, that when you hold on to both, still you need Roish of Rubai inside. So the Gemara, my behemah, that's the Gemara name. My behemah, name is Tani Gomel. As I hear when the Brisa says a behemah, doesn't mean Stama behemah, but only means a camel. Now the Svar we had before, since a camel has a very long neck, it's not enough just to hold on to the camel, because maybe he'll put his neck all the way backwards. So the only heter by a camel is, if Rubai of the goof is inside the Bein HaPatsim, then even if he sticks his neck backwards, he won't get his neck back out of the Bein HaPatsim, because since he has robe of the body inside, so far his neck doesn't go back. But a different behema, maybe it's enough. Just if his head is inside Bein HaPatsim, maybe it's enough. For the Gemara, Vatanya behema, it says in this price the claw behema, Vatanya gomel, and the other price it says a camel. So it's Mustafa, this price that says the behema means a behema and not a camel. So it's again, it's a raya that every behema of a dafka has to have Roish HaRubai inside. And the Gemara name, Midi Gavi Adodi Tanya. Did both these brises learn together to ask the kasha, how come one says camel and one says behema? They were learned at different times. So it's still possible to say both brises only mean a camel. Only a camel of a dafka has to have Roish HaRubai inside. But could be a different behema that does not have a long neck? For him, it's enough just to have his head inside the Bein HaPatsim. So the Maratanya Nami Hochi, I'll bring you right also. We have Lezer, Oyser Begomel. We have Lezer says you're not allowed to feed a camel, Hoyo Betzavari Orech, since the camel has a long neck. The Rashi says, it manami Rashi says, Loi Gassin. Rashi is not going like this. I call upon Reb Lezer, or Reb Lezer, should be just Tanya. We have Lezer, Oyse Begomel, Hoyo Betzavari Orech. We have Lezer Tak Asas by camel. Mashm, even though you have Roish HaRubai inside, still it's no good, according to Reb Lezer. Because since the camel has such a long neck, we're always afraid, maybe he'll stick his neck outside. Right. Omer Reb Yitzchok Bar Adam. So Levaya, we weren't pushed to the Shiloh. The Gemara still blies by a Shiloh. What's the locha by Yistam Behema? If you're holding on to the Behema and holding on to the Kli when you feed him the water, is it enough just his head is inside? Or do you Badafka need Roish HaRubai? The Gemara wasn't pushed to the Shiloh. No locha now. Omer Reb Yitzchok Bar Adam. Loi Hutro Pasi Beroyis, Elo Li Ove Le Golem Bovat. Is this Kula that Rabbanan said you're allowed to use the Pasi Beroyis? That even though we're saying they're not real mechitzes, you only have an arm and an arm on each side. There's a big curse for Yudamis in between. So the Rabbanan will make them only with Sorech and Mitzvah. Like earlier with Golem. When he used to go, earlier with Golem, he used to walk with the behemoths there. So they have to feed them. So they will make them on Shabbos to be able to carry the water out of the bowl to feed the animals. They will make them for the earlier with Golem. It's a Dvar Mitzvah. So the more of our time, another verse that says, Loi Hutru Pasi Broyes Elo Lagabi Behemo Buvad. As mashm only for behemoth it's mutter. And you're saying before early with golem is mashm anybody that's early regal. Even for the person, for the man, it's mutter to schlep the water out of the bowl for the man himself to drink the water. And here it's mashm only for the behemoth for mutter. And of the Gemara, my behemoth's early with golem. It's no stira. It means the behemoths are the early regolim. That's what they were marked for. Like Rashi said, the bottom Rashi. Behemoths early regolim. Aval Odom, Enech Mami, for a person himself to drink the water, Afilo Oile Regolim, even if he's going to Oile Regolzain, Loi Huter, they were not mad to him, Ledalais Velishtres, to schlep the water up and drink it. Why? Shayochol Likonis Bifnim Velishtres, like we'll soon see. A person himself could creep down in the bor and drink the water there. He doesn't have to schlep the water up. So mainly he could go down into the bor and drink the water there. So for a person, the Rabbonim were not mekel, he could schlep the water out of the bowl on top, beina pasim, in order to drink the water. So we're only matiyu for behemoth of early regolim. So the Mora avalodim, what about a person though? If a person gets thirsty while he's going to early regal, what should a person do? The Mora metafes v'olam, metafes v'yurid. That means he creeps, he climbs down the bowl and drinks the water there, then he climbs up and comes out. Shashi metafes oiches biyodov v'raglev v'ksolim. He climbs down, he holds his hands and his feet onto the walls. The nichnas, he comes, goes into the bor, the yaitse, and he comes up, metasveis, here. So that's what a person has to do. Senechnaimi, the only het that we have to schlep the water out of the bor and to put it on the side, in between the benapasim, that's only the tzorach the behemoth. Because the behemoth, we can't let them climb down, they can't climb down the behemoth. So if the behemoth, their bottom will make it, you can schlep the water up. Tredi Gemara, ain't it's not like this. V'yomer Rav Yitzchok, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo yhutvil pasi birois, elo lever mayim chayim bovad. They're only matiyu to make a pasi birois to schlep up water. What type of a bor does it have to be there? Of the air mayim chayim, live running water. It has to be a live running well. But if it be a well that wouldn't be live running water, there wouldn't be any heter. Now the kasher is, why not? V'le behemoth, they're only matiyu to give the water to behemoth to drink. Mali chayim, mali mechunosim. What do I care if it's running live water, which is clean water, and that's roi for a person to drink? But if it's only for a behemoth, what do I care it has to be chayim for? Let it be mechunosim, let it be stam water that was stored there. For behemoth, you're not makbid what type of water to give. So here you see, even for nodom, it's mutter to drink the water. And that's why we're only matter when you have nice clean water. Sidrashi, Yilashi, and the Gemara, dina nidi dechazil yodim. Alkoponim, the water still has to be roi for nodim to drink also. Even though the yitke heter was a tzorach behema, but the rabbanim will only make it if you have clean water there, running water, that even a person could drink. Rashi says, midi dechaz liyodim, tivan demayim, mishav yulo mechitza, since it's because of the water that the rabbanim said these mechitzas help to metalpa to carry there, bina mayim chashuvim. Obviously, you have to have clean water, you have to have chashuv water. So Taiz says two pshotim. One pshan Taiz is the Yishleima. She im dola l'tzarech behemov and ishtai l'sham her shorim yodim. The pshat is once you schlep up the water for the behemoth, if you have leftover water, then avad the person is allowed to drink it. So that's why metchilu we want the water to be roi for another morsel. Then Taiz has another pshat. Inami. Taiz says, hodi yalmina loihutru el l'tzarech behemoth tainu chilas hatikin. At the beginning, the Rabbanim were only making to schlep up the water for behemoth. Abo b'shechva nisakin. Once the Rabbanim gave the kula, the tzarech behemoth, surely after tzarech adam mechatchila. Who are then now you're allowed to schlep up the water even with tzarech adam? Ledalis. So therefore, that's why the water still has to be roi for nodim. Even though mechila patakona wasn't a tzarech adam, but now once they made a takona, a person is also allowed to drink the water. Therefore, they want you to have nice clean water that even a nodim could also drink from. Right. Gufa. Loihutru pasi b'rois elu lebehema bavad. Meikru at takona, they're only matthew to schlep up the water from the bor and to put it on the side if your behemoths have to drink. Avolodim. For a person himself, Rabbanim wouldn't have made this takona. Why not? Because a person has the eights of metafes v'yoyla, let him climb up, metafes v'yoyla, let him climb down. Now, a person could climb down into the bor and drink the water, and then climb up again. So for the odim alone, Rabbanim did not have to make this heter in order to schlep the water up with these kulis of pasib rois. What about v'im hoyu rechovim? Let's say the well was a very wide well, that it's not possible for the odim to climb down. Then avad afilu yodim nami. Then avad even metchila, the odim is allowed to make these pasib rois that he could drink the water also. It's because in a wide well, he can't climb down. So avad is a tzarech of an odim to drink the water also. So in such a case, avad is mutim metchila to schlep the water up to give it for the odim to drink. Right. And here's the bright scenario we had before. For lo yamale odim mayim. A person should not schlep up this water from the bor. And give the water, like hold the pitcher in front of the animal, that the animal should drink the water from his pitcher. Avo, what's the yetzer? Memalahu, let him schlep up the water, fill up a pitcher of water. The shofech, and he has to spill the water in front of the thaf, lefnei behemah, in front of the behemah. That's the yetzer. The shoysemileh, and then the behemah goes and drinks it by himself. That's like the gemara we had before, that you have to just schlep up the water and throw it into the avos. And let the behemah drink it mealeh. For the Gemara maskeblo Ravonin, in came, if that's the pshat, mahoililoi pasi birois, what did the pasi birois help you? Hey, if you can't feed your animal directly, what does it help you, the pasi birois? What can you do? For the Gemara, what kind of kasher is this? Mayoilo, what are you asking? What did the pasi birois help us? Lemalos mehen, our kopponen helped us. That without these pasi birois, without the mechitzes, the boar is the Rishus HaYochid. It wouldn't be a lot of a cloud, schlep up the water and put it down on the side of the boar, because on the side of the boar is Rishus HaRabin. So what did the Rabbanim do? They said, put up these Dalad Diyumdim there and make it the whole outside area Rishus HaYochid. Now you're allowed to schlep the water out of the boar and put it down on the side. So what the Rabbanim gave the Kula, that once you're allowed to schlep up the water from the boar onto the side, you could throw the water into the Yovus and then the behemoth drinks from it. So what did it still help you? They gave you coolest that you're allowed to step up the water. Without the pasta brush, you can't step the water at all. So what do you ask Nakasha, my hoilu, what did Rabbanu help us? They helped us a lot. So the Mora Ella, the time is like this, Ella, my hoil Raisha Brubai Shapara. What does the Mishnah say we had before the Braisa? That it's only mutter if you have the Raisha Brubai of the Pora inside the pasta brush, and if you don't have it, you're not allowed to feed him. Like, why not? If you're telling me you're not allowed to hold the bucket in front of the Pora anyway, so there's no gzerum that maybe while you're feeding him, the par will go outside. Because b'chla, you're not holding the bucket in front of the behemoth. All you're doing is just throwing the water into the ovus, and the behemoth drinks it by itself, so there shouldn't be any takono that you have to have roisha ruba the par inside the menopausum. No, you just throw the water into the ovus. And now if the behemoth comes and drinks it by itself, I don't care where the behemoth is standing. Hey, how come there's a takono that Vadaska Rosha Ruboy of the Pora has to be inside the Bein HaPasim? Like Mishleim, if you're holding the bucket when he's drinking, it's a good gzera. Because if the Rosha Ruboy is not inside, we're afraid maybe the behemoth will walk two steps backwards and he'll go outside the Bein HaPasim, and you'll take the bucket of water and follow him, and you'll be metalta from Rishus Yoch, Rishus Rabin. But if you're telling me you're not allowed to hold the bucket at all, you just have to throw the water into the Avis. So what's the whole gzera? Have the Gemara on Rabbaya, like we had before. What is this Greiser talking about that it says you're not allowed to hold the bucket? It doesn't mean every case. Avad, in a normal case, you are allowed to hold the bucket of water when the animal is drinking from it. That's in a normal case. Here that the Greiser says you're not allowed to hold the bucket of water, we're talking about this Avos, the Throth, which is standing in between the Bein HaPasim, and it goes into the Rishus HaRabin. Gavoya Asarov Reichev Abo. That the Avos itself has a shame of Shusha Yochid. The Mechitas are 10 Tfochim high, and is Dalad by Dalad Tfochim. For Roisha Nichtas the Bein HaPasim. One side of the Avos, like in picture we have 26, one side of the Avos goes inside the Bein HaPasim. And that's the Gzeira. That here, like we had before, that you can't hold the bucket and let the behemoth feed, drink from it, because here we're afraid maybe he'll want to fix the Avos, and he'll walk outside to Shusha Rabin holding the bucket. And that'll bring it back inside again, it'll be over in the Raisa. So only in such an Avos is it also to hold the bucket of water. But in a normal case where the Pora comes inside to the Bein HaPasim, and a Chanami attacker ladder holds the pitcher when the animal is drinking, and that's why the din is, you badafka need Roisha Brubay or the Behemah to be inside Bein HaPasim, not to have the Gzer, maybe you'll follow him outside. Omarav Yimi Baraba. Omarav, ain't Burganin Babovel. There's no het of a Burganin in Bovel. Burgenin we had before was the halacha from Tchum Shabbos. Outside the city, you're only allowed to walk up Hayim Amma. What's called outside the city? If within 70 Amos of the city, you have a Burgenin, that's a little hut, that the Shomrim sleep in when they watch the fields, that's also called a house, and it's mistarif to the city, like you have in picture 28. You have a little hut outside the city, so even though the city ends here, if within 70 Amos outside the city, you have a little hut, it's called the Tchum Shabbos goes until the hut, and you have now a Payimama further outside the hut. That's called Burgenin. Little places that Hashem sleeps. So he said, Allah, in Bavu you don't have this. Omar Rav ain't Burgenin Babovel. In Bavu you don't have the heter that if you have a Burgenin outside the city, to mitzvah it to the city. Like Rashi said, we'll soon see the time, why not? Rashi ain't burgling above him. The yama becates in marovim. We'll see later on. Im hoyo burgling chutz liir. If it's within 70 yamas to the city, Bishraim a little bit more, Misabrimimo, it's considered part of the city, or Moidudin Tchum here, Mishamol Halan. We don't count the Tchum from the end of the city, but we count the Tchum from the end of his Burgundin. It like extends the city, goes as far as the Burgundin is. Well, Mahein Burgundin, what are these Burgundin? Those are Sukkos, little huts, Shois and Shemri Ir, that the people that watch the city sleep there. Vienna Dova Kvua, it's not a Dova Kvua. Now, come Reb Yimya, the Anach Burgen in Bebovel, Kleima, Vien Misabrim in Ir, the Bebovel Ika Bitki Demaya, Veshot Kulu Hilkach Lekashiv immediate. Like we'll soon see in Bebovel, there are a lot of floods of water, so the water comes like knocks down the hut, so the hut has no Kashivas at all. Therefore, in Bebovel, you can't count these Burgen in these small huts outside the city to extend the city. No, we don't look at it. The city, the Tchun starts at the end of the city itself. Weiter, Voloi Pasi Broyes Bechutzlores. In Chutzlars means outside Eretz Yisrael and outside Bovel, there's no het of Pasib Royce. We'll soon see why not. Now, Burgen in Bovel, Loi, in Bovel, you can't use the outside huts to make the Tchum Shabbos longer, the Shchich is Bibki, because it's very Shchich to have floods of water come, and they knock down these huts, so it has no Shivas, this hut. The Burgen has no Shivas in Bovel. What about Pasib Royce for Chutzlars, Loi? Why do you say there's no het, there's no din to have pasib rois in chutz loritz? Why not? Why didn't Rabbanan give you this kula? The teretz is lo shchichi mesifta. The poshet. Ashtons in Bovel, or even chutz loritz, they didn't go oil regal. So you don't have the het of going to oil regal. So the zoi, why in Bovel is a mutter? It's mashma in chutz loritz, Rashi says, means chutz from Bovel. Hey, in Bovel you are allowed to make pasib rois, but in chutz loritz you're not. What's the difference? In Bovel also they didn't go oil regal. The Torah says, "Lav dafko elu regel." Anytime you go to Dvar Mitzvah, the Rabbanan will make it. Same Bovel with Shkiach Mesifta, they had yeshivas. The Talmid Chacham used to travel from one yeshiva to another yeshiva. So when they were traveling to yeshivas, the Rabbanan also gave this kula of Pasib Rois. Mashenke and Chutz Loritz, it's like Shkiach Mesifta, they don't travel to yeshivas, so there most of the traveling is only a Rishus. When you start taking a Rishus, there the Rabbanan didn't give you a heter of Pasib Rois. So Grashi Lashkiach Mesifta. Liyas Tamidim Holchim Yil Ir Lil My Torah, to say that the Tamidim are traveling to the yeshivas to learn Torah. Ul Pasi Breyes at Rashi Lehutu El Liyel Regolim Ulukiyetsib Him. His Lav Daf Kimamish El Regol, anything with Dvar Mitzvah, Shehochel Dvar Mitzvah. So in Bovel, they used to go to yeshivas. Mashenkin Chutzlars, there's no yeshivas, so there's no Heter of Pasi Breyes. So Mara Avalit Cho Avdinen, but the opposite way around you do. That means in Bovel you could have Pasib Rois, and in Chutzlars you could have Burgenin, because in Chutzlars there's no Shchichi Maya, there's no floods of water, so then we can be sending on the Burgenin. Ika the army, something like this. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Omer Rav. Ein Burgenin u Pasib Rois. He said both of them are no good. You can't use these outside huts to marach, to extend the limits of the city. Who are then u Pasib Rois do not help? Loi be Bovel, not in Bovel, but loi be Chutz Loritz. In neither places can you use a Pasib Rois, or could you use the Burgenin. Now why not? So mar Burgenin be Bovel loi teshchichi bitka. That's what as far we had before. In Bovel you can't use these outside huts, because since there are floods of water, it knocks them down. It's not Tivua, you can't use it. But Chutz Loritz nami, what's wrong with Chutz Loritz? There's no floods. Why can't you use the Burgenin? That there is the Shchichi Ganvi. There are a lot of Ganovim going on in Chutz Loritz. So maybe nobody sleeps outside in the Burgenin. So it's not called the Beis Dira. So Drashi the Shchichi Ganvi, the Ganvi Lahu, people rob a lot. Hilkach Lechashiv Elias Batin. Maybe nobody sleeps outside in the fields in Chutz Loritz. So those Burgenin, this hut, is not called the place Dira. It's not called the Makam Dira. Therefore, you can't be Mar of the city because of the Burgenin. So therefore, in Chutz Loritz also it's no good. Right, the Pasib Rois Bebovel Loi. Why can't you use Pasib Rois in Bovel? The Kasher is the Mesiftas in Bovel. They used to go learn Torah. So Chur did a Tzorech Mitzvah. The Teretz is this sheet holds the Shchichi Maya. In Bovel there's a lot of water all over. So Mel, what's the Heta to make Pasib Rois? That there's not enough water. Are you going to have to schlep the water out of the Boris? No, in Bovel there's plenty of water all around. You don't have to schlep the water out of the Borom. You'll find plenty of other places that the animals could drink from. Shrash de Shrichi Maya. Vloihutru Pasib Rois Ella Lamokoim Shetzrichin Megishomim. Lechansen Vlishtes Mem. Yikadoichik. They're only marked you in a place where your mamash have to fetch water.
Mashenkin and Bobo, there's a lot of water. Here they didn't have any takona pasi brois. Weiter, but chutzlorts namiloi, loshichim a sifter. In chutzlorts, you can't use pasi brois that we had before, because there's no ludzvar mitzvah there. Therefore, there's no heter of pasi brois. The more omale rav chizda, lamori brei, the rav funa, brei, the rav yirmiya bar abba. So Chizda said over to him, Amri, they say, they told me over that asisu mi banash levei kenishta de Daniel. That they told me that you walked on Shabbos from Barnash to the Beit Knesset of the Daniel. You went to the Beit Knesset of the Daniel. Tehevi, how far was this outside Barnash? How far was this outside the city? It was Tlosser Pasoi b'Shavata. You went three Pasois on Shabbos. It's the Kura, the Kashrut is outside the Tchum Shabbos. I was like, how can you walk so far on Shabbos? Rashi, Shemati Shoimrim Aleichem. Shatem boyi mi banish, you walked from banish, lebei knish to banish.